had a professor for an ethics class. He made the final assignment an essay, and it had to be whether or not abortion was moral or immoral. I chose that it was immoral based off my own beliefs, and I was counteracted several times in class, like called out, the only girl of like four in class, called out every single time for saying my beliefs. My question, I guess, is I don't know how you can be a TA or an ethics professor with not being ethical in the way you're teaching.
Exactly. And this is why college is a racket. I mean, you just keep proving my point. So in a situation like that, what do you do? Do you pander? Do you just kind of do what they tell you to do? I think you fight. I don't care if you get a bad grade. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, no one cares about your grades 20 years from now. They care about your character. They care about who you are as a human being. The more important question is when you're on your deathbed or when you have kids or grandkids, will you be able to say that I was courageous when I had a lot to lose or I was a coward? And right now, we have a lot of well-credentialed cowards right now throughout corporate America that are afraid to lose their job and afraid to stand up to professors. We want to have a generation that will stand for the right thing. Let me answer your question directly. Why is it that you have an ethical teacher that is not ethical? It's because in bioethics, what ethical standard are they appealing to? To his feelings, to his thoughts, to the sense of self? And so by definition, then you get into unethical behavior because he can't even tell you what is ethical.